Thank you to this week's sponsor, TNG Coaching. TNG Coaching's vision is to teach values through activity and experience, to guide creativity, instill confidence, champion self-worth, and celebrate identity. This journey begins by reflecting on our own performance, by collecting our thoughts and feelings on paper. Both positive and negative, we begin to discern ways to respond to challenges. Opening a personal dialogue and sharing concerns has been proven to create deeper bonds with peers. Journaling how these relationships evolve can help assign roles and build the support structure every team needs to function effectively. When complete, your journal will stand as a lasting reminder of your commitment to your cause and your ambition for personal and professional growth. You can find the Coach's Journal on Amazon through the link or go to TNG.coach for more information.
Welcome to Recess Duty, a podcast for educators to come together to share struggles, but also celebrate successes by sharing stories and ideas in a safe and supportive environment to collaborate with one another. Here's your host, Levi Allison.
Hey everyone, this is Recess Duty with your host, Levi Allison. And today we're talking with adventurer and explorer, Mihai Katrina. We'll be discussing their journey and stories in education. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mihai. How are you doing?
Hi, Levi. I'm so happy to be here and have this chat with you. Informal one, isn't it?
Yes, yes, and, absolutely. It's very.
To connect to the wider community and to share our core values and to continue what you have started. I think you're doing amazing work and you're putting a lot of effort. And I could hear amazing sessions so far. So thank you for doing this.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolutely passion of love and been a lot of fun. And I'm so grateful and thankful for all the feedback that's coming for us here at Recess Duty. So Mihai, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into education?
All right. Yeah, that's a long story. I graduated at the National Academy of Physical Education and Sport in Romania for 4 years studying. Then I moved abroad. I never taught in Romania. That's a bit strange.
And I never taught in the United States. So I get it.
Yeah. Went to Oman for a year, then to United Arab Emirates for 5 years. Qatar, now I'm in my 6th year in Qatar on and off, and 3 years in Singapore. So a pretty wide experience. My children are born abroad, and they are grown into an international mindset. Sometimes it's challenging to just like ask this question. Okay, so how do you feel? Are you a Romanian? Or so it's interesting, yeah. And we have generous discussions arising from here. I just enjoy connecting with people from multiple backgrounds, and I believe that the world is not so big, and what you are doing is just doing right that. It's just connecting us, and it's just helping us to share the values and to just construct a better world, hopefully, and enable students to do that too. Why not?
For sure. And it's one of the great pleasures that I have doing this is that I get to talk to people from so many different backgrounds and so many different perspectives. And it helps me as the host to really shift my own perspective as a little bit more global. And isn't that what we're all working for, is to help our kiddos be a little bit more globally minded, being a little bit more compassionate to others who are different than us. And it's been a great pleasure and a great love of mine of starting this podcast.
This is what I think connected us, you know, it's 6 degrees of separation.
Yes. Thank you, Kirsten, so much.
I just enjoy educating. I'm in working in an IB school, and this is mainly my experience over 9 years now in international baccalaureate schools. And I'm a physical and health education coordinator, and just enjoying taking students, you know, on a journey, and teachers also on a journey to self-improvement. And I'm doing this by emphasizing the educative purpose of physical education and enabling them to hopefully become physically active for the rest of their lives. So I just like to say, and this is in the words of Shane Peel, who's a great practitioner in our realm, is we play with purpose and we learn through play. So that's it.
Oh, that's cool. I like that a lot. That's really cool. So Miha, what are you excited about at this moment? It sounds like you have a lot of things going on right now, and you're obviously working with students and teachers alike, trying to enable them to be better physically, better inquirers and questioners. So what are you excited about?
I'm excited by my current collaboration and that I'm having with the Learning the Transfers team. Mm-hmm. You can find me on different platforms, and I know that educators around the world are used to that. They know them. We're going to mention them towards the end. But with Learning the Transfers team, you know, we are just passionate about quality learning. And in my case, as a specialist, we are passionate about quality physical education. And we think that this is a major pillar of understanding the world around us so that our students can contribute and innovate and develop a safe and healthier world full of possibilities for everyone. And we really like to empower them and to make them understand that world, it's a social construct, you know? It is not given.
Yep.
They can deconstruct it. They can reconceptualize it. They can rethink. They can. We can rethink our teaching and learning, and we are doing it. As we speak, right? Hopefully. And all of this is with the purpose to become better learners and humans in the end, isn't it?
Absolutely. And my always takeaway is like, we always should be striving to do better than what we did yesterday and reflecting on what can we do to improve our day just a little. You know, we decide, you know, John Gordon has this beautiful graph on if you decide which side of the bus you on, and one side is looking at the mountains and one side is looking at the, I think it's an ocean line. And it was just really made me think of, you know what, I choose where I am and I choose how I get to where I go.
All right. That's a fantastic way to, that we can, I hear here like, okay, let's empower students with the same thinking, right? Mm-hmm. This intellectual growth to them. Let's co-construct together what's learning, you know? And I know the discussion goes a little bit, but I think it goes to the core of what we are doing, learning. I like to define my students what learning is. Mm-hmm. And we do it at the beginning of each year. And I like to articulate well the why of learning, why we are learning in physical education, why is physical education the way it is right now. I'm just presenting them with a narrative. What was physical education 30 years ago, you know? And mm-hmm. this is a fantastic way to better a knowledge of what we are capable to do. What are we able to do? And we define learning, you know, and I think it's, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's a lifelong game where we develop new ways of thinking that will enable us to strive through uncertainty. Right.
Yeah. And
this is, if we grasp the meaning of it, I think we are set on an amazing learning journey with everyone, and they own it. And when students own it, the whole environment becomes so enjoyable. I don't know. I like to call my sessions welcome to the learning party. You know.
That's yeah.
Yeah, we are learning through purpose. We're learning with purpose, sorry, and we learn through movement. And just welcome to the learning party, you know?
That's awesome.
Everyone is special, and just like, is this the best of what you are sharing with us today? Okay, if this is not your day, just share with us, and just like, just simply listening, it will be fantastic because you can see others modeling me. And yep. Just inspire each other. I don't know. I love the way Guy Claxton, I just have it noted here, the way that he was mentioning about this modeling intellectual growth, you know, and he was saying that thinkers from Aristotle to Vygotsky argued that children pick up their mental habits from the people they hang out with.
Oh, my goodness.
And also from the affordances of the environments which those people create. So we have a huge role, a huge responsibility, because all the spotlights are on us. And I don't know, from the way we're eating an apple to the way we're doing it, where we are enjoying the game with them, I think it models, the future land next to us.
Well, what is that statistic that 80% of speech is unspoken? It's visual, it's body language, it's facial expression. It's something like, that's the wrong statistic, but it like so much of what we are modeling is not verbal. And going back to what you were saying earlier is, I had a friend one time told me, she said, you are the average of the three people you spend the most time with.
Yes.
So who are you hanging out with? Are you hanging out with people who are going to uplift you and challenge you and make you better? Or are you hanging out with people who are just going to stay with you and keep you moving? And I was like, whoa. And I was like, wow. Okay. It really changed my mindset of what learning was for me. Was, like you said, it's a lifelong game, and we are only ever learning how to do something a little bit better.
True. But I can share with you, I can ask you a question.
Sure.
I hang out this morning with our team at Learning the Transfers. We are like the core team. I hang up with my children in the morning around breakfast, dancing a little bit, eating and having some fun. And I said, like, okay, please excuse me. And now I'm hanging out with you. So these are the three core valuable, I would say, I don't know, the people that I'm interacting with first in the morning and my first day of weekend. It's amazing. That's it.
Thank you. I'm hoping I'm helping. I really do. We were talking a little bit before we recorded about, you know, we never know how far our work or our words travel. And you were talking about a little bit about how this podcast has impacted you and your family. And it's just been like, you never know, right? You never know the ripple of our teaching and learning ends. And it's a fascinating experience to be in.
Yeah. Thank you for just like, I think you just brought the connection. This is what I'm in the past year with Learning the Transfers. I'm all about connecting things. Even if I eat I was eating a piece of cheese on the beach, you know, and it's called abundance, in French, abundance, or whatever, you know, and I was just making the connection, abundance thinking, you know?
Oh, okay.
Eating a cheese, it's my day off, you know, and I start to make connections just because of the work we do with the team, Learning the Transfer, which is like, okay, abundance thinking. Collaborate to stay on top. Trust and build a rapport, you know, strive to grow, encourage learners and think big and embrace risk and all this stuff. And that is amazing. And how do we really connect at all levels? And yes, Levi, I have to say this, I'm not gonna miss it. My kids are inspired by your work. We are listening to your podcast in the morning, and I think it was you, the cause that made them think, okay, we want to do a podcast. Can you connect us with Levi? And it's like, this guy is a big shot, you know. I cannot do just those things like this, you know. And I said, I'm gonna try my best to snatch like maybe 10 minutes, talk to him, and maybe he can give you some guess about how to start all this, you know?
Well, I don't know about Big Shot at all, but I will gladly talk with your kiddos about starting a podcast, because it is, I had a lot of people help me, and I have no problem passing it forward to help others continue their passions and grow. So as a fitness guru, as somebody who is continually helping others find love in fitness, what do you say to those kids who just do not believe that they are capable of athleticism or fitness or any terms of physical activity? How do you reach those learners?
That's a very good question. We encourage, and I encourage as much as I can. And we encourage, I'm talking about my colleagues back in my school, I teach in Doha. We encourage also a culture of not only about success, but culture of failure. And we build a mindset that it's okay to fail. It's okay to, you know, to recognize that you have ways that you can develop and recognize people around you, colleagues and teachers that can help you and can that there to support you. I think this links us to the purpose of our profession. We are trying to build students that are confident and they are motivated to perform physically, right? And they don't have to reach high levels of performance. We are just looking for them to create a habit of exercising, enjoying, and developing a high level of well-being. And well-being, we just said it from the very beginning of the year, is not only about physical performance, it's also about how you interact, how you socially relate to your colleagues. It's all about how you're feeling, and are you happy? Are you excited about having this session? It's all also a lot about making connections, building those, you know, schemas for the, yep, our disciplines, and relating, reflecting, and so on. And this, I don't know, this takes me to so many directions if I start talking about the well-being. It is so rewarding. This is something that I do with them at the very beginning. The moment they set foot in the gym, we are getting in a circle and we do a well-being check-in. So we are just simply asking, hey, how are you feeling today? Okay, how ready are you for this session? Okay, and from just like with the fingers of the hand, with the show up, they five, it's a five star. I'm ready. I'm super energized for this session. I'm going to give my best to it. And one and two, say it's a lower, it's a way lower level. And I'm encouraging them to look around. It's a non-verbal reflection. And I encourage them to look around and just like to empathize with the ones and maybe to connect to the ones that actually need support. And I'm also, it's just a sign for me to let them verbalize, you know, their happiness or unhappiness. Mm-hmm. And students who are simply saying, hey, I'm just feeling a bit sick today. And that's very good, you know, because you don't have time to ask 25 students how you're feeling today, right? Yep. But it's good, like, if you notice a two or a three, say, hey, I'm feeling sick today, or I'm unhappy because my project didn't turn out well the way I expected. So, well-being, yes, that's our goal. And I think it's, wow, just start also with teachers. We just recently had like staff team building. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic because some of the staff children, they were observing and they were saying, it's so good to see teachers behaving so childish, you know?
Oh, and wow.
Yeah, it just made me think, like, I didn't share that yet to the teachers, but it was, they were saying it's so good to see how they're doing. Maybe they're playing similar games to what we are playing. So yes, the staff needs it a lot. And I think as educators, we should be concerned. And I don't know. I think we went south big time, isn't it, Levan?
That's okay.
What do you know?
No, because there's so many ways. There are so many connections I have with that. Because what you're talking about is being more than just PE or being more than just fitness. And that's what I try to really hard to do in my own classroom, being music, because the more I talk to PE and fitness educators, the more I'm seeing that our crafts are very well connected, that we are not looking to create the next greatest soccer player or the next greatest musician, but we are looking to create a lifelong love of being fit or being musical or listening and a love for music. And it's just really an amazing tribute to see that extend cross disciplines and making sure that we are reaching all of our students who are not maybe the best soccer player or the best violinist, but who still really love what they do and come when they come to our class. And your discussion about well-being, I think well-being is a highlight of what it has been with this pandemic. And I have never heard about well-being as much talked about until this pandemic. And I truly believe it is not going anywhere anytime soon. And I think schools are going to be talking about how they support teacher well-being for the remaining of a very long time. Because
yeah, that's
Because teachers work exceptionally hard, and because of COVID, we've had to even work harder. And because of that, we're pouring from an empty bucket. Sorry for the analogy, but we're pouring from an empty bucket. And how do we fill our own bucket? Well, we now are looking for strategies how to do that. And for me, it's connecting with others and sharing stories. And it's just hearing about your kids, about just teaching about that. And it just helps me being like, yeah, we're all struggling, but we're all getting through this together. And I'm not the only one. And it makes me feel that it's not so alone.
All right. Yeah, I think that's super, super intentional what you're doing and has a lot higher degree of purpose. And I just like this mindset, Levi. You know, I like how you mentioned about transdisciplinarity, you know, the connection between subjects and making our learners understand this unity of knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
Everything transcends. And this is how all concepts transfer. They make, we can connect them to real life situations. And we can really apply what we are learning in different contexts, but it's all about intentional and having this transdisciplinarity in mind. And I love my collaborations with the music teachers, fantastic educators throughout my career. And honestly, I can name them. I will always love to just get back in touch with them. And I think it's just great how this mindset can enhance and can encourage change and encourage people to further adapt, you know, and to, I don't know, it's going to stay for a while, this context, you know, but I'm sure that as humans as we are, as amazing humans and performers as we are, and we're going to make the best out of it. We have no excuse not to have the best shot at it, you know? I always say that, and I'm just like super confident about it. And I carry this with me, and I don't know, I think I should have started it from the very beginning, but these are my core values. It's all about trust. And I think what you are doing, you're just creating a great relationship and connection between educators around the world. You know, they start hearing stories, narratives, and they build trust, and they get a validation or confirmation that they might not get in their setting. You know, this is important. And then after trust, it's adaptability. If we are still complaining about having a rough time after 2 years of pandemic, we gotta shift the gears to change. It's time to do it. You know, it's a bit late to the party, but it's never too late.
Yeah.
And it's the last value for me. It's passion. You have it, share it. Yeah. You know? I'm sure a lot of people, they want to get in. Just like we had a discussion before the interview, Levi, it's just like, I realized in 5 minutes, this gut feeling, yes, this is the person I want to talk with. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. And I always say it's always great to meet people who are passionate about their craft and about what they're putting out in the world, because you always, always walk away with something more than what you brought in. And I hope I do that. I hope I'm giving people stuff out there, and I'm not just taking away from people, but it's always been a great time when talking with people like yourself about how we can improve and how we can continue growing in our mindset of improvement.
Yeah. You're helping us to become. I think it's you're taking a leap of faith. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's your work is what is needed. And you never know what it takes you. You know, you might be, you're inspiring my children, but you're going to have a session that's next with them, I hope.
For sure.
But that year, I think you'll have a chance to enable them to become better humans, you know, like purpose. I like this purpose fuel performance, right? So let's do it right now.
So Miha, well, as we wrap up, where can people find you?
All right. I'm on Linktree. I think you'll provide it in the show notes of your podcast, Levi, and Linktree, you're going to find all my connections, I'm responding pretty quick to LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And just like sharing, I'm writing a few posts in my blog. Just connect to my Linktree. And if you want to get connected, just simply write me an email. In the last month, I got a few emails from educators from different corners of the world. And it's just like, they just made my day, you know, like just connecting with like-minded educators. I think that's what keeps us so motivated and gives us so much energy that we just fight around and share it to others and becoming better humans. That's our job, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Miha, we ask all guests here at the Recess Studio the same question. What do you remember about Recess growing up?
Oh, yes. That's good. I would have liked to dodge this question and just like to push it towards my students. But yeah, that's a very good one. It invites reflection. It was kind of a lot of directed learning. Mm-hmm. I lived in a communist country, and even this was a time where everything was like very organized, very structured, and very disciplined focused. I think which helped in turn at the one point, but it was a lot of movement. Due to the communist approaches, we are all the time, daily, we had to do some gymnastic complex, you know? Mm-hmm. So gymnastic sequences for 10, 15 minutes, which are like looking like in those Chinese movies, you see like many, like a thousands of people doing it like synchronized. I think we are doing pretty much the same. And I think it was a very good way at that time to promote physical activity. And there was a lot of interaction, but now looking at the recess right now, you see, I'm connecting back to the present. Okay, I would love to be a child again. You know, I just love what these amazing educators all around the world are doing. You know, I've seen it in Singapore, I've seen it in UAE, I've seen it in different parts of the world, visiting schools. That's amazing. You know, what children have nowadays, it's amazing. It should be cherished. And I think this is the space where us as educators, we have the opportunity to connect with children and to build those strong relationships, to build trust.
For sure.
To listen to them and to be thankful to even when even when they give us a stone or a piece of plastic or whatever, you know, like they've chosen us to give it to, you know.
I read that.
Yeah, it was just like these days, right?
Yeah, I just read that.
Be thankful that you've got that and you are chosen, you know, to be given that piece of, I don't know, a stone or a branch or something like that. You know, just like give it all you've got at that in the moment. So that's relationship, that's trust, and that's your chance to shine, you know, like show them your passion, play with them, get muddy in the sandpit, you know, why not? Do some cartwheels.
Yeah, I always try to get out and play with the kiddos because I find it helps so much to build relationships when it's outside of the classroom and it's on what quote unquote, like their territory where they're comfortable, because some kids might not mm-hmm. be comfortable in the classroom. And by going out in the recess, they're more free. They're more able to express themselves and it just able to make a better connection. That's what I try to do.
True. So that's, I'm a big outdoor learning a fan, and that's my dream. I just want to teach in the outdoors, and I just want to share the beautiness of this connecting with the nature. And I'm doing a lot of adventuring and exploring myself with colleagues and groups of people, and taking colleagues over there. And I think this is where we connect and where we get to see the person at their real value. You know, mm-hmm. This is a time where they can show vulnerability, you know, and they can really open up and they connect. And this is what, yes, that's the moment they're looking for. And I think this is part of it. It's outdoor. And children, they have amazing stories. To get inspired by them.
So true. Yeah. Thank you, Miha, for coming to this week's episode of Recess Duty. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss our next episode. I'm Levi Allison, and I hope you have a great day of learning, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Recess Duty. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, please share this podcast with other educators so they can join the fun. And that is the end of our recess duty.